just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard on this great radio station from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, one of the things about being God-like is that God is not a reactionist. I mean, God's never been caught by surprise. Nowhere in the Bible do you find out that God just reacted to something. There's nothing that's ever caught God off guard. Amen? In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam took the fruit and Eve gave him the fruit and Adam took a bite of it, heaven didn't panic and go, "Oh my God, I mean, oh myself, what am I going to do? He done ate the fruit. Oh, I can't believe he did that. I give him this garden, I give him the earth, I give him all this stuff." I mean, heaven didn't fall apart when Adam bit the fruit. Come on now. Heaven didn't look around at the angels and go, "What are we going to do? This is going to require a lot of pain on our part. What are we going to do? Huh? I put that man down there and look what he's done. He's made a mess out of everything we've planned." I mean, God wasn't doing that in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no, the truth is God did something in time that had already been resolved in eternity. So that when Adam sinned, the devil thought, well, I got him now. I got him now. I've taken everything that God loves, and I'm going to destroy it now. And God said, no, you don't understand. Before the foundation of the earth, before I ever formed man, I made a plan of redemption. I bought them. I became the lamb that was slain before I ever founded the earth. God didn't react to anything. He planned for it. How many know God is looking for people in the church that are not going to react to what's going on around them, but they're going to be a voice in the wilderness proclaiming the truth and preparing for the next season of their life for what God is about to do in this nation in the United States of America. God is looking for a generation of people that will stand up and say no to the wickedness that they see and proclaim the truth of God's word in the face of any adversary. And it's going to take courage and boldness. The time for being a passive Christian has come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. We can't ride that wave anymore. We're not in the wilderness gathering up crumbs and surviving off of manna. God has called us to be possessors, to be occupiers, to go in and take cities, to tear down walls, to run out the giants of our lives. You might not have it all together. You might even sound funny when you talk. You might even look a little bit strange. I see some of you here this morning. But you know what? It's because you're living in another dimension. You're living a life of faith. And a lot of people don't understand this life that we live. The world ain't got a clue, baby. That's why we have to tell them. That's why we need to talk about the apostolic move that's coming to the church long before the apostolic move ever comes to the church. Amen. That's why we have to talk about empowering people that are in the pews long before empowering people in the pews ever takes place. But how many of you know the word of God says that in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters, servants and handmaidens will prophesy. God is getting ready to empower the body of Christ like never before. And we better start preparing for it. We better start talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. There's coming a day when God's about to release his anointing on this globe, and revival will pour out across this nation, and there will be a big turning to Jesus Christ, and then there'll be persecution that comes, and there'll be a big waxing of cold. And if you don't have your heart right, you're going to get caught up in the process, and you're going to miss it. It's coming. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. There's coming a day when God's not just releasing an anointing on leaders of churches, but on thousands of people everywhere. And God didn't just call us to go to churches to watch an anointing, but God called us to be the church, to come together with an anointing. Amen. To come together in unity. To exercise what God has called us to do, to have corporate worship, to have the manifested miracles and the manifested presence of God enter into our lives and change us from the inside out, where we become so strengthened with the power of God that when demons see us, they don't even think about getting on us, they run the other way. Huh? I mean, really, God has destiny for you that is that powerful. God is bringing us to a day when churches recognize that you can no longer operate on just having church services. That we've got to be out in the street. We've got to be preaching the gospel. We've got to be loving people and hugging people and giving them truth in every dimension of our lives. In the workplace, in the grocery stores. At the toll booth. God wants to empower us as his body to be a light in this dark world like never before. Because how many know, darker the night, brighter the light. And we're living in some very dark times. When you have a Middle Eastern Islamic Muslim president stand up and give a news report that we are on the verge of Armageddon, which is a biblical term. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the verge of Armageddon. If you've got a Muslim prophesying it, you better watch. This thing is getting close, and we need to wake up and see it and be empowered with what God told us to do, not stick our head in the sand and pretend like it's not going to happen in our lifetime, hoping and wishing for the best. Well, I'll just be happy if gas comes down $2 a gallon. Well, so I, but it's not going to shape my destiny. God wants to work on the inside of us. You know what else is cool about the ant? You ever see an ant go after a crumb? He don't go after a crumb that's smaller than him or the same size. You ever see, yeah, he's got a big old crumb. The crumb's 10 times bigger than he is. You ever see that? And if he can't carry that crumb, he's walking backwards, pulling it. I mean, it could be a Cheeto. And one hand's got it. He's like, I got the Cheeto. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. It's way bigger than me, but I don't care. It's my Cheeto. Huh? You ever seen that? Am I the only one that knows this stuff? He goes after things that are bigger than he is. Come on now. He goes after things that are 10 times bigger than his body, and if he can't carry it, man, he just drags it, he pulls it, he pushes it. He enlists the help of his buddy. We're going to carry this thing together. He'll get 10 little ants under that Cheeto, man. They'll walk it down. They'll walk it for miles. And then they got a hole that big on top of the anthill. I don't even know how they get that thing in there, but you watch it go up, and it's gone. It's gone. They probably got a whole bag of Cheetos down there. And some beef jerky. Watching the Super Bowl. I don't know. Listen to me. Some of us in this room today, we've got a dream that looks a whole lot bigger than what we could ever handle. But we've got a hold of something that looks bigger than us. It looks tougher than us. And we may not be able to deliver it all in our lives at this moment. I might be dragging it. It might look way bigger than me. I might look foolish carrying it. But come on, somebody. God wants to do something big in our lives. He wants to do something big. God is working on the inside of us going, go ahead. Go ahead, grab that thing. I don't care how big it looks. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know your friends don't think you can do it, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can build a building. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can own a business, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can buy that house, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can get the loan. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can pay for the loan, but go ahead. Go ahead. You can do it. I know they don't think you can buy that land over there, but go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, he's a yes God. I know you don't think your church can keep its missions obligation, but go ahead. Make one. Oh, Jesus. Go ahead, go, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. It's bigger than you are, but go ahead. Touch somebody, say, go ahead, it's bigger, go ahead. Huh? You ever felt like you grabbed a hold of something that's bigger than you are? You thought, what in the world am I doing here? This is more than I can handle. Can I tell you, push it, pull it, drag it, do whatever you got to do, but go ahead. Don't let go. Amen? I don't care if you got to stand up in the middle of your bedroom and lay hands on yourself. Do whatever you got to do in order to move to the next season of your life. I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you got to lay on the floor and stain it with tears. Go ahead. See, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just do the ordinary. I've had about all the ordinary church I can stand. I've had about all the cute church I can stand. I've had about all the four songs, hear the word, and out the door I go, I can stand. I want to be a Christian 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Go ahead. Such somebody say it's my yes season.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Why should anybody drive past 10 churches to get to our church? And you say, well, they got good worship. Well, so do we. Well, they got good preaching. Well, so do we, I hope. Huh? If we're doing the same thing that the other 10 churches are all doing, what is it that you got a hold of, that people look at and go, my goodness, I got to be there. There's something, they got a hold of something that's bigger than they are. How in the world can that little tiny church down there have 18 full-time employees? How they do that? Go ahead. I got to be a part of something that has a vision that's bigger than me. I got to be a part of something that has a dream that wants to change the community. I want to help them. Go ahead. Somebody say, go ahead. Listen, I believe God is looking for people that have faith, but they have no frame of reference for it. They just believe God for whatever. Amen. God said, do it. I'm going to believe it. God said, own it. I'm going to own it. I don't care how ridiculous it looks. Because I'm telling you right now, you got to be ridiculous if you want the miraculous. How many know it's God that enables it to happen? It's God that's doing it. It's His word. It's His voice. It ain't me. It ain't you. It's Him. His power. His glory. It's His obligation. I'm just obligated to be obedient. Go ahead. Somebody say, go ahead. Be obedient. That's why I think it's so important that you begin to declare now what you think God is going to do tomorrow. Start declaring it. Start speaking. God, I thank you for this new raise in pay. God, I thank you for opportunities to speak your word. God, I thank you for miracles in my life. God, I thank you, God, to meet the right people at the right time with divine appointments that will impact the kingdom of God for your glory. Lord, I thank you for that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Amen. Listen to me. The anointing is not as near as fragile as you think it is. I'll try it again. The anointing is not as near fragile as you think it is. God's not that fragile, amen? Well, Pastor, I've been around here a long time, and you said you were going to do this, and that really didn't happen. Well, how many know the kingdom of God didn't fall apart because I missed it? Huh? It didn't fall apart because you missed it a few times either. The thing is what we do is we let the devil sit up on our shoulder and talk us out of our blessing because we feel like we failed somewhere along the line and we ain't never going to attempt it again. Well, I stuck my head out there one time. Once? Only once? Are you kidding me? I stay out there. Huh? How many know you can't make a lot of mistakes unless you're out there a lot? Oh, Jesus, help us. Listen, the truth is God wants you to get something on the inside of you that's way bigger than you are. Because if you can get it without God, then what's the point? Huh? And listen to me, God will never give you a life where faith is not necessary. It requires faith. He's a faith God. It takes faith to please Him. God will not have you live your Christian life where you don't have to exercise any faith. If you can do what you're doing, whether God shows up or not, you haven't even begun to grab a hold of anything that's bigger than you are. You got stuff fitting in your pocket. Huh? Grab a hold of it. Go ahead. Amen. What is it that you are doing that's bigger than you are? What is it that you are doing that is God-sized? What is it that you are preparing for in the next season of your life that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of another man? Huh? What is it? What is it on the inside of you that you got a hold of that you can't let loose of? That draws you into the next season of your life? Some of y'all got some really cool stuff that's real big and you're afraid to tell anybody because people look at you and go, not with you. That ain't happening. Don't worry about it. Dream big. Amen. Go for it. Go ahead. Look, I don't know who I came to talk to this morning. I might only have to come to talk to two or three of you, but it might be all of you. But you need to hear this. If this word is for you, amen. God's been talking to you about some things that He's put on the inside of your heart, and you're sitting there, and God is saying in the Spirit, go ahead. Go ahead. What are you waiting on? Well, if I just had more money. No, go ahead. Well, if I just had the right people. No, go ahead. Well, if I just had enough time. No, go ahead. Amen. You ain't doing nothing but getting older and getting closer to the grave anyway. Go ahead. Amen. People going around 90 years old, well, maybe the next season of my life, I'll finally live the dream that God gave me when I was 12. This should be on dream number 90. listen, I got a word from God on this stuff. God says, yes, 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 yes. You didn't think you could own it? Yes, yes, yes. You didn't think you could have it? Yes, yes, yes. You didn't think you could go there? Yes, yes, yes. Somebody shout yes, please.
Yes.
Yes. He's a yes God, not a no God. He's a faith God. Amen. You didn't think you could lay hands on somebody and see them recover. He says yes. Yes, 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 yes. He's a yes God. Proclaim his word. He's a yes God. So I don't know if I can do what God told me to do. Yes, you can. He is a yes God. Amen. Whew. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I hear God saying yes. I hear him saying yes in your life. I hear him saying yes in my life. He's saying yes over this ministry. He's saying yes over your income. He's saying yes over your jobs. He's saying yes over your finances. He's saying yes over your kids. He's saying yes, 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 yes. He's a yes God. Come on now. But you've got to prepare for it today. You've got to get ready for today in order for God to bring it to your life the next season of your life. Listen, we can't wait till there's 400 people coming to this church to go, uh-oh, we need to get some more greeters and ushers. Huh? We've got to get ready for it now. We got to be ready for it now. Amen. We can't have 400 people come here and we're going to go, oh my God, what are we going to do with all these people? We ain't got room for them. We need to get ready for it now. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench.
Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.